Jimura. Now, this week on our World Health Organization segment, we shine a spotlight on an issue affecting every community from the smallest clinic to the major hospitals around the world, and that's antimicrobial resistance, or the AMR.
AMR Awareness Week runs from 18th to 24th November, and it's a global call to action. When medicines like antibiotics stop working, simple infections can become life-threatening and routine treatments become risky.
That's right. Now, to help us understand why AMR is rising, what it means for South Sudan, and what each one of us can do to protect the effectiveness of life-saving medicines, we're joined by Andrew Baguma from the World Health Organization. Good morning, Andrew, and thank you so much for making out time to speak to us today.
Good morning. This is Andrew Baguma, and good morning, South Sudan.
Right. So let's just start simple for our listeners. What exactly is antimicrobial resistance, and why should everyone, young, old, urban, rural, care about this?
Yeah, thank you. Antimicrobial resistance is actually when the infections caused by bacteria, viruses, or parasites, or even fungi, no longer respond to medicines designed to kill them in our bodies. And actually in South Sudan, antimicrobial resistance is driven by widespread self-medication, limited diagnostic capacity and poor regulations of antibiotics, and interrupted treatment due to access and supply challenges. And this leads to treatment failure, prolonged illness, and increased healthcare costs.
Right. So what you're talking about is me going to the pharmacy and buying medicines that have not been prescribed because I feel a certain way is what would be the root cause.
Yeah, exactly. Because if the most of the drugs are easily accessible, they become over-the-counter. That means any ailment without a medical prescription or without laboratory diagnostics, you simply go and pick the treatment and take. And sometimes you take underdose, and sometimes you
take overdose.
Yeah, exactly. And that is dangerous.
Okay. Really dangerous. And let's talk about the campaign. What is the purpose of this global campaign, and what message is WHO pushing this year?
Yes, this AMR week, it is actually a global campaign promoting awareness and understanding of antimicrobial resistance. And in South Sudan, it highlights the need for responsible antibiotic use, improved infection prevention, vaccination, and stronger laboratory and surveillance systems.
Yes, yeah. So what steps can individuals, families, and health facilities take to help reduce this AMR?
Yes, there are several steps, and this is not an individual thing. It is even by the community, it is even by the government. May split it also. As an individual, the use of antibiotics only when you are is prescribed by a qualified healthcare worker. And when you are prescribed those antibiotics, make sure that you get the full treatment course. You take it and complete it. And also at home, ensure that you practice good hygiene and get recommended vaccination just in case the infection is a vaccine,
right.
Infection. But back again at the community, it is important that we promote awareness about the dangers of self-medication entirely in the community and support infection prevention practice in schools, markets, and even health facilities.
Right.
But again, this is not an responsibility of individuals and community. The government also needs to come in and strengthen AMR surveillance and laboratory capacity, regulate antibiotic sales, and prevent over-the-counter misuse, and then ensure reliable supply chains for quality medicines, and invest a lot in infection prevention control program, water and sanitation, and also ensure that healthcare workers are so trained, and also integrate antimicrobial resistance into the national health and One Health strategies.
Yes.
What is WHO doing on the ground to support communities, health workers, and authorities in tackling this AMR?
Thank you. WHO actually do support the government in several ways. And of course, as WHO, we provide technical guidance for national AMR action plans and then train healthcare workers in antimicrobial stewardship and infection prevention, and continue also to strengthen the laboratory capacity and surveillance within the country, and also support public awareness campaigns during antimicrobial resistance week, and also provide tools for improving water and sanitation and then vaccination in the country, and also patient safety programs. Mm. All these are packages that we provide to the government, to the South, people of South Sudan.
Right. And Mr. Baguma, in South Sudan, mostly the underlying issue as to why people don't go to the hospitals or why they share medicines is because they feel like it's very expensive to go to hospitals. So how, as a health expert, what is your advice to the people, and what can be done to ensure that this issue is nipped to the bud?
Yeah, thank you. Most of the medicine become expensive when you self-treat. And sometimes if you have, if you go to a medical doctor and then they do clear or good laboratory diagnostics, and then you find that the medicine that you need is just one, not two. Mm. But when you self-medicate, you go to a hospital and then pick three or four drugs. Mm. And sometimes you copy from a friend that, when my friend took one, this drug and the other drugs, they really worked. And eventually find you are overdosing yourself in the process.
Right.
There are people these days who say, I can go online simply and try to Google if I have a headache, I have pain in my chest. I just Google what could be the cause of this and what is the medication that I can take. And then they just go and look for that medicine. Yes. Is that advisable? Is that a good practice?
Yes. And I think, thank you very much. That is a very serious challenge with the internet age and the artificial intelligence. Mm. You simply go and describe your signs and symptoms and then drugs come.
Yes. Mm.
That is not nice because you have not done lab test. Mm-hmm. You have not seen a clinician who actually look at you clinically and see signs and symptoms and perhaps request for a lab test again and then make a decision on how which treatment you can take.
Mm.
So, but if you say, okay, let me go to Google and then get the treatment.
or go to YouTube.
my friend.
And start watching videos of maybe I'm having pain in my stomach.
You will find problems.
Yeah, indeed. It's very risky because at the end of the day, you need to have a doctor to check you out, like what Mr. Baguma is advocating for. So as we mark this antimicrobial resistance awareness week, what final advice do you have or what message do you want to share with us?
For in this AMR week, it is important to let South Sudan people understand that the AMR is preventable, but it requires collective action. For South Sudan, improving antibiotic use and strengthening diagnostics and raising public awareness are very critical. Everyone, every healthcare worker, every community, policymakers, and citizens has a very big role in preserving the effectiveness of life-saving medicines.
Mm. Yeah. Mr. Baguma Andrew, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.